guys, and welcome to episode three. We made it, episode three of the Gotham Gamer podcast.
Every time you say three, I'm saying three.
Three. Go. Like fifth?
Yes.
Remember from the Chappelle Show, I plead the fifth?
Oh, yeah.
I plead the fifth. Woo-hoo. Fifth. Oh, man, I'm so happy we're finally doing episode three. Guys, it's been so long. It's been so long since we've done a podcast. But I promise you, we're doing it every other week from now on, okay?
Maybe.
We're doing it, at the very least, we're doing it every other week. If Kraken here can't be along, then I'm just going to have to go on without him,
no,
buddy.
No, don't be stupid.
I'm going to do it.
Don't be a bag of dicks.
So don't back out on me here, buddy. Don't back out on me here, buddy.
Dickbag.
Guys, I'm Billy, the kid. This is my man, Kraken.
And I'm Kraken, the Kraken.
The Kraken. And guess what? He's drinking.
Been drinking for a while now.
No, not that he's been drinking, but that he's been drinking the Kraken.
Oh, yes. I've been.
What I was trying to point out. That's what was funny about it. He's Kraken's Kraken, and he's been drinking the Kraken.
It's so good.
I bet.
So good.
All right, buddy. How's your week been?
I'm ready to just have the weekend off, play some video games, get caught up on all the games I'm playing.
I can't freaking wait for the weekend. So we're recording, guys, if you don't know, Thursday night. We're recording Thursday night here. We'll probably be publishing the episode here on Friday. Hopefully everyone's off and enjoying their weekend by the time that they listen to this. But in the meantime, guys, we are dragging this week. It's been a rough
week.
Have you ever, like, just had those weeks where you just sigh? I mean, I am just, like, sighing, like, big time. Like, I walk around all day and I can't help myself but just go like that. I can't help but do that.
I've never had that.
You've never had that?
That's a lie.
All right. So I've walked around, thank you. I'm glad that you said that you were lying, cuz like I've walked around all day saying that, and I'm like asking people, I'm like, "Well, what does that mean?" You know? I don't know what that means. I mean, to me, it just, like, you know, I keep thinking, oh, maybe I'm just tired, whatever. And, like, other people are like, oh, no, you're just stressed out. That's what it is. You're stressed out. I was like, oh, well, you know, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, maybe a couple things.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe lack of video games, possibly.
I think that's really what it is, man. I haven't played anything. Dude, we haven't played any Last of Us multiplayer this week.
Yeah.
Dude, I am needing some of that.
I've been on my 3DS.
What?
I've been playing my 3DS.
Oh, my God. That's right. You did get a 3DS, didn't you? Oh, my gosh.
What are you jumped.
What are you playing on that thing now, anyway?
Luigi's Mansion. Fucking cool.
Really?
You're a Ghostbuster. I mean...
Is it practically Ghostbusters?
It is, but you suck them up.
it's like a vacuum. You suck them in it. So you've just got the... what is it? The... you know,
it's literally
the,
a vacuum. Literally a vacuum.
No, no, no. You remember the Ghostbuster thing? You hit the button and the light would flash up and it'd suck the ghosts into the tube?
Yep, it's just a vacuum.
What was that thing called?
The ghost tube.
Ghost tube, of
this
course.
This is just a vacuum, though. And it's a really cool vacuum and you can suck stuff up. So.
That sounds pretty cool. But I know what you're really looking forward to. You're looking forward to the X and Y.
Pokemon.
Yeah, right. So did you get the XL, or did you get the...
I got the XL, and I was disappointed in the screen size, because...
really?
Yeah, I walked into GameStop, I was like, oh, okay, hey, I'm going to get one, this is time, I've been waiting, blah, 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 Pokemon comes out next month, whatever the fuck the case is, and I walk up, and I look at the display, and it says 3DS XL, and I got big hands, like, I got really big hands.
You're a big dude. And you know what they say about guys with big hands, right?
Huge dicks.
Man, no, that's not what they say. They say, man, you got some big hands, bro.
Nope, they say your dick must be huge.
All right, I wasn't trying to go there. I was trying to, halfway insinuate that, and then I was going to change it over to something, like, halfway decent.
Well, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Oh,
boy. Anyway, so I go in there and I look at it, and the screen size, it's a good size, don't get me wrong, but, like, the fucked up thing is the 3D feature, basically crosses your eyes. No, I'm serious.
I know it does.
If that makes any sense, you kind of adjust this little 3D screen, and all it does is causes your eyes to cross. So I'm playing my fucking Pokemon Black 2, catching my Pokemon of the Week, which we'll talk about very soon, and my eyes are crossing. So I'm sitting there playing cross-eyed Pokemon because these fucking Japanese people want me to, and you know, it's a cool feature, but it really fucks with your eyes. So, yeah, that's what I did this week. That's how my week is. So, I'm going to continue to play that. I'm going to enjoy my my 3DS there, my XL. All
right, man. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, I guess. You need to get that Vita, though. I'm just telling you.
Maybe. Maybe.
All right, man. All right. Number one here for news here. Got some news here.
Let's hear your news.
Polyphony producer. You know what Polyphony does? What does Polyphony do? They're a developer. What games do they make?
Solitaire.
Nope, not even close. Gran Turismo. They make Gran Turismo.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, right? No, actually, I feel bad about that because they sell lots of games. Okay. For PlayStation, and PlayStation is able to continue to thrive because they make these games.
Gran Turismo. What else?
No, that's pretty much all they make, as far as I know. Okay. So Gran Turismo 7, Gran Turismo 6 isn't even out yet. Gran Turismo 7 will likely be done in a year or two for PlayStation 4, I assume.
Wow, great! I can't wait.
So, really, kind of only question I have there is, you know, have they actually been working on it for PlayStation 4?
Good riddance.
Or have they been working on Gran Turismo 6, and they're just going to, like, half do, you know, Gran Turismo 7 and just, like, up-res the graphics on PlayStation
4? What the fuck else can you do? Oh, you can drive a car. Oh, you can drive another car. Oh, hey, you can put a new wheel on the car.
Hey, change those rims, bro.
Fuck that company. Sorry, company, you're out. I'm fucking in, you're fucking out.
Dude, they sell millions of games.
Great. You know what's more fun than driving on a game? Actually driving, except for gas prices. But actually driving is really so much better. Why the fuck would I want to sit there and drive? No, fuck it. We're moving on.
You know,
fuck that.
What's terrible is that, like, you just really try to steer in these games, man. And I always end up off the road.
It's so stupid.
They say it's a real driving simulator. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Is there a shitting out of my ass simulator?
It's the worst.
If so, I'll play it.
It's the worst. Anyway,
you ignore that question.
For the Gran Turismo fans out there, Gran Turismo 7, and I assume will be for PlayStation 4, will be soon in the next year or two.
Next gen, same boring game. That's exciting.
Number two on the news here. Don't expect Kingdom Hearts 3 anytime soon. Yeah, so apparently the same game director, the game director for Final Fantasy 15, is also the game director for Kingdom Hearts 3. So he's obviously currently working on Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah.
So Kingdom Hearts 3, for those who are interested, I never really could get into it. But then again, I've only recently got into RPG games.
Yeah.
Did you play any of those?
Foxy. Okay, let's just do gaming confessions right now.
Okay.
One of my dirtiest little gaming shits.
How
is
dirty?
Super dirty.
Oh, boy.
Is that I had a really bad habit of never finishing games.
Yeah.
Whether it's because I have anxiety and I'm like, no, I don't want to finish it because it'll be over because it's a great game. Or just because I don't get hooked immediately, then, you know, I may not. So, but I started Kingdom Hearts 2, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Start it. It's cool. Bleh. Didn't really care for the gameplay style, but I mean, to be entirely honest, Ni No Kuni kind of brought me around to the whole real-time / turn-based games, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, Final Fantasy type games.
Mm-hmm.
So I might give that a revisit. I might give that a go. I don't know. So I played the second one for like literally 30 minutes. And Donald the Duck came into play.
He's got a sword.
No, it's not a sword. It's like a fucking giant penis. No, it's not a penis. What is it? It's like a key or something. I don't know. It's
like a key sword?
I'm sure it's great, but whatever.
It's just weird, you know?
I like that they're trying to cross genres with bringing Disney on and that kind of thing, but I don't know. It just didn't appeal to me at the time, but I was a different person at the time when it comes to gaming. So
yep, didn't work for me at the time, but you know, like I said, I've only recently got into RPGs, so it's it's something maybe I'll take a look at when it eventually comes out. But I don't think I'll go backwards. I don't think I'll end up doing anything like that to try and, you know, warm up to the series at all. You know, if that makes any sense, I don't think I'll end up doing anything like that. So,
yeah.
Number three here, PS Vita TV.
I heard of this.
Yeah, PS Vita TV coming. So, you know, tell me what you know.
From what I know, it's the PS Vita you play on your TV.
Oh, boy. Yep, you got it. You hit it right on the nail on the head.
No, it's basically like you, I think there's an Ouya or Ouya, like basically an Android.
Ouya?
Yeah, yeah, that. It's just like a, you play this PS Vita, but you can play your PS Vita games on your TV as opposed to having to just watch a little screen, mm-hmm. or as opposed to playing on your PS3. Am I right in saying that?
Just about, yeah. It's pretty much that. Yeah, absolutely. You can play Vita games on your TV. And, you know, and I may be wrong in this, and please correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sure that you will. I don't think that you, like, connect your Vita. So, like, if you have a Vita, I don't think that you connect your Vita to the Vita TV that connects to your TV.
What?
I think that the Vita TV product itself plugs into your TV.
So it's like an Apple TV for Vita?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. So, essentially, you can, like, store games on the Vita TV...
you know.
Hardware.
Okay.
Or you can, like, put the actual physical game into the Vita TV hardware.
Okay.
And play it on your TV.
All right.
But I don't know if it actually works that way. So, PS Vita TV is coming at $99, and this is really only confirmed for Japan so far. $99 or $150. $150 comes with an 8GB memory card and a DualShock 3 controller.
Okay.
So, obviously, you're going to need that DualShock 3 controller to play it on your PS3, so on and so forth. You can stream PS4 games to any TV in your house. So, you know, you got your PS4, you hook your PS Vita TV up to your TV in the bedroom, maybe, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, wife, girlfriend's out in the living room watching TV. Your PS4's out there. You're like, hey, I was playing something. So what you do now is, you just stream it to your TV in the bedroom. You continue to play wherever you want to play.
That's pretty cool. I can see it having some benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. So of course you can play your Vita games on your TV. So you know maybe you don't want to buy a Vita. And again, this is how I read into all of this. You can buy like the physical like game cards, and you can put it into this device, and you can play them on your TV. Streaming media box, you can play Netflix, you know, it's almost, you know, like people buy different, like Apple TVs, things like that, where you can actually stream different, online applications, Netflix, Hulu, things like that, you can watch those on your TV. Currently no release date as far as the United States go. I know that's coming out here sometime this year, actually, in Japan, so hopefully looking forward to some more information on that.
It'll be neat.
Absolutely.
So cool.
Number four, Okay.
Sorry. Farted.
Okay.
Out of my butt.
There's a new PlayStation Vita model, actually, that was announced.
Is it called the PlayStation Vita model?
Nope. It's called the PlayStation Vita.
Okay.
It's 20% thinner.
Okay.
15% lighter.
Okay.
They changed the OLED screen to an LCD screen. There's one extra battery. There was 1 hour of extra battery life.
How much money?
There's 1 gigabyte of internal memory that also comes with it.
Is it 3 monies or 4 monies?
What?
How many monies?
3 monies?
3 monies, not threes. Don't be stupid.
Threes.
How many monies is it?
Currently still only announced for Japan because this all came out at TGS, Tokyo Game Show.
Japan has everything.
Tokyo Game Show, so obviously
it was Japan
announced
has,
in Japan.
Do you know Japan has, literally they have vending machines that sell used women's panties?
What?
Yeah. Like that's
like in the same machine as a Coke?
Maybe not the same machine for health issues, but like, I swear to God, if you look it
for
up.
For health issues.
If you look it up, like they are.
Like the panties are right next to the Coke?
It's possible. You buy your panties in one machine and the other. Yeah, but like no, like that's a real thing over there. So they're way ahead of us. Once we get panty machines, we know we're in the future, but we're not there yet.
Have you ever found yourself at the mall or the airport
looking for a panty machine?
Looking for a panty machine.
What if I poop my drawers?
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, it is.
It's, you know, happened here or there. If
it's Tuesday, yeah. It's Tuesday. It of happened.
Course. Tuesdays. That's generally when it happens. So, no release date currently for the United States, but it's going to be coming out soon. So, really, the only difference there I see is that the OLED screen is actually going to be better than the LCD screen. At least, you know, what's theorized. You know, it's an LED
screen.
Yeah,
you know, I'll be honest. I'm over screens. At this point, everything's high def.
But from what I understand, it sounds like this new Vita model is going to be about the same price.
Okay.
Well, so why not get the better one,
well,
right?
Well, if it's the same price, then that's completely reasonable.
Right. What so, again, hasn't been announced for the U.S., but from what it looks like, based on the Japan numbers, it could be... This is a good one, huh?
That was a lot of rum.
Could be about the same price as the current model at
$199.
All right, number five. Sony allegedly working on a PlayStation 4 VR headset to rival the Oculus Rift.
Holy shit, have you seen the Oculus Rift?
I have not, like, obviously I haven't used the Oculus Rift, but I've seen, like, you know, I've seen the, have you seen that YouTube video, yes, that old lady using it, and she's, like, watching, like, the ocean come in.
She literally has
a
stroke. Like, the left side of her face quits working because she's so excited about it.
People have been using this to simulate Skyrim.
It makes me think of...
Skyrim?
No. You ever seen First Kid?
First Kid?
With Sinbad?
No.
It's a Disney movie. And Sinbad is the bodyguard for the children's blah, blah, blah. Or no, I'm sorry, not the children. What the fuck does that even mean? He's the bodyguard for the president's son, the first kid, as opposed to the first lady.
That makes sense.
And he, it's really weird, actually. He, like, talks to this person online. His name's, like, Viper92. And he is, like, a fucking raper. So, he goes to the mall, and the first kid is, like, playing this, like, virtual reality, like, cyber game. And it reminded me of the Oculus Rift. He almost gets molested in a weird way. But Sinbad dives and takes a bullet for the first kid.
Because he's such a good man.
Because he's fucking Sinbad. I mean, that's...
Because he was hired to
anyways,
protect that kid.
I don't know why I brought Sinbad up. But the point is...
Because he was wearing a VR headset.
That's right. That's okay. There we go. So he's wearing a VR headset. It's... I think that adds a different element to it. Like... I think people are going to work that in more and more because, like, that the only real thing that games can do at this point is become more interactive. Yep. More, you're more in depth with the game. You're more involved with the actual gameplay. As opposed to seeing your character running around on screen, if you're actually the one running around, that was a burp, you're going to be more in tune with the game and have more connection to it. So, yeah, Oculus Rift.
Yeah, I mean, well, okay. The Oculus Rift is certainly one thing, but, you know, like I said, Sony's trying to do their own thing. They're trying to kind of take part of that market and, you know, create their own thing. You know, who knows if anything even comes out of that? I've seen a number of different prototype models for different things that Sony was allegedly trying to do, and nothing ever came of it, you know, so who knows? But, you know, if that ever becomes a thing, obviously Sony's certainly starting to look into that. So if that's a possibility that people start to think that that's really cool, of course, you know, Sony wants to get into that market and make something like that happen. Number six here, Time Splitters.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yep, bro.
Let me go in the other room and beat off my weenie.
Oh,
I love Time Splitters, boy. Dude. Time Splitters is one of my favorite games.
Did you not hear this news?
No, fuck. How am I not on the fucking pulse of Time Splitters? I really thought that was a gone game. I thought that was a game of the past.
Dude, Time Splitters... Time Splitters...
I'm excited! Future Perfect. Let's hear about Time Splitters.
Time Splitters Rewind. Announced for PlayStation 4. fans of the game apparently had already like started like making.
I literally found a page on Facebook where they said let's make a Time Splitters revamp. So the fact that this is coming has got my chubby little wee wee. Not something little. Chubby. We're moving past the boner part. Anyways, this game is cool. Did you play Time Splitters?
I played Time, and I've got
one or two.
I've got the PlayStation.
One or two or three.
It's which one? Say it. You know, I'm gonna go grab it out of my closet here real quick. Talk about what your favorite one. Talk about it.
Cool thing with Time Splitters is that was one of the first games you had on PS2, PS1, whatever the case is, where you could do level editors. So me and my brother would play Time Splitters. We would create our own levels. And there's all sorts of cool different game types on there. And the big thing with Time Splitters is there's a lot of different characters. You can do a lot of different characters on the game. But there's a game type called Virus. It's fucking cool. We played the shit out of it. And what it was is it's basically like tag almost. Tag. And what it is like somebody who's starting on fire. And if you don't kill them before they touch you, you all of a sudden get the virus and it just goes on and on and on. The game types made the game fun, and the goofy characters made the game fun too.
Yeah, it was Time Splitters Future Perfect.
That is the third one.
It is the third one. Yes. Okay, so they're making all three games in this Time Splitters Rewind game for PlayStation 4.
Wait, what? Say it again.
So all three games, 1, 2, and 3 of Time Splitters, is being made into the PlayStation 4 game. So we are fans of the game, and previous people actually worked on the game are actually working to bring it back right now.
Okay, so is it a reboot?
No, it's like they're enhancing the original games to make them even better.
Sounds like a reboot.
HD, high definition.
So it's an HD.
It's not a reboot. If it was a reboot, they'd be like redoing the whole thing. They're not redoing.
Okay, well, I said it'd be reboot. I mean, I guess it's a re-release.
Yeah, they're doing an HD HD release kind of thing.
We'll see.
Yeah, so that's what they're working on. So Time Splitters, really, 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 really looking forward to that. I can't tell you how many hours I put into the PlayStation 2 game. With my cousin, man, we would play just countless hours of playing.
Yeah, me and my brother loved that.
It was amazing.
Made us bond as brothers.
Bond brothers.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Love that game. Out now, right now. Yep, that's right. We're back with Out Now, Right Now.
Oh, that's the name.
Yeah, I'm going to continue that. I thought it was a lot of fun.
I don't recall the last episode.
That's what I said in the last episode, and you were like, out now, right now? I'm like, yeah, out now, right now. And you're like, no, why do you call it out now, right now? I was like, it makes total sense.
I was like, oh, hey, I'm going to fucking puke. Because I drank way too much.
That's actually what you did say, and I just kind of cut that out. So, actually, new releases since we've actually recorded last, and this list will get shorter as, again, we're going to be recording every other week instead of every few weeks. Okay?
Yep.
So, out on PlayStation 3, Diablo 3, guys.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness, man. I downloaded the demo. Guys, there's a demo out there for you. It's not PlayStation Plus exclusive. Go out and get the demo at least. Diablo 3, Dungeon Crawler, RPG.
Hack and slash. Rape and pillage.
Oh, okay. You just sit on your couch.
Not true.
Play four-player co-op. You cannot play that many games anymore like that anymore.
Very true.
You can play four-player couch co-op. You can play four-player online co-op with your friends. You can play any way that you want to. Guys, Diablo 3 got a great score from all the different outlets. And this is console, guys. We're talking about Xbox 360 and, of course, the PlayStation 3. Certainly a game worth getting. Kingdom Hearts, as we mentioned earlier, HD Remix is available on PlayStation 3 now.
Kitty cat sound.
Yep. Why?
Because cats suck.
Because cats suck, just like Kingdom Hearts?
Yep.
All right.
Moving on.
Puppeteer.
I actually saw that. What the fuck's it about?
I think you would really like that. It's a really cool platformer.
Okay, I love platformers.
So it's you're almost like a like playing out a, like acting out you know scenes like on a stage. So like the whole like your screen, your TV is like made into like a stage, and your character is playing throughout this like play that is kind of happening and
that's
going
legit.
On. Yeah, definitely take a look at that. Puppeteer certainly looks to be legit. It really looks good. Rayman Legends.
I loved the fucking... I played Rayman Origins.
Origins.
I bought it for $20.
Origins.
So cool. And I don't know, maybe I'm just a platformer guy, but it was so fucking cool.
You're definitely a platformer
Love
guy.
Love
it. Rayman Legends is definitely up your alley. Puppeteer is definitely up your alley. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
Why does this sound familiar? Just kidding, it's not.
Because you have a brother?
That could be it.
That's it?
That's why. I know brothers.
Next one, Killer is Dead.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, why play the game? The killer is dead. Well, who cares? Yep.
He's dead. What's he going to do? Die again?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. So the killer is dead. What's the problem? Lost Planet 3.
That's a game.
Play any of those?
Demo for Lost Planet 2. You fight giant... bugs.
Bugs.
Buggy bug bugs.
Alright, doesn't sound all that interesting. Final Fantasy 14 online. Heard a lot of good things. I've seen some Let's Plays. You know, I'm not a huge like MMORPG type guy, but
I'd rather watch Doug.
I love Doug.
Doug is great.
Doug was a great show. Patty Mayonnaise.
Skeeter. Valentine.
Valentine.
Anyway.
What was his superhero? Quail Man.
Yeah.
Good old Quail Man. Also out now, right now, Madden NFL 25.
Brrr.
You know, I don't know. I mean, they continue to be good games, but you know,
slow week.
Like I just don't use any of those new features that they use, but you know. It's good if you want an updated roster. Vita, out on Vita right now. Killzone Mercenary, got a lot of great reviews there. I would love to pick it up. I just haven't had the opportunity to just yet. Dragon Fantasy Book 2, kind of old school, like, you know, almost like an 8-bit RPG type, 8 or 16-bit RPG.
Yeah.
Out right now. I'm actually playing the first one, Dragon Fantasy Book 1.
Okay.
Having a lot of fun with it right now. Dragon Fantasy Book 2, from what I've seen, looks really, really good too. Check out both.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, absolutely you should. And also Spelunky. Spelunky came out on Vita. PC fans out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Spelunky's been out on PC for a little while now already. Great game. Completely random generated platformer. Kraken, you would love this game. You know, there's multiple different things you can like do within each level. So each level is randomly generated.
Okay.
There's a princess to save in each level. So if you find her and you can save her, she'll give you a kiss, and each kiss gives you an extra life. Okay, so that's how you continue to rack up lives, so you can stay alive through each level. There's four stages to each level, and then you move on to a different level overall. So like you'll start in like just a cave, and then you'll go to like a jungle cave, and then you'll go to like an ice cave. And so there's all these different variables and different monsters to fight and things like that.
That's exciting.
You should buy that.
I've considered it, but I don't have a Vita.
No, it's a PS3 and Vita. It's cross-play. Cross-buy.
I have too many games to play right now.
You're an idiot. Okay.
That's true.
All right.
Except for now.
All right, we're going to move on.
Moving on!
Moving along!
And now the segment you've all been waiting for, Pokemon of the Week. So.
Wait. No, really, it's Pokemon of the Fortnite. So if you don't know.
Pokemon of the podcast.
Fortnite is 2 weeks.
Whatevs. Anyways, Pokemon. So this is my Pokemon of the
Fortnite
specified time frame. I was puke. wasn't really though. So, anyways, this is my Pokemon of the week. I'm gonna talk to you this week about Crustle.
Crustle. All right. Hold on. Let me guess this one. All right.
Go for it.
Before you get started here, crust. Like Earth crust.
It's a very good guess.
Okay. So, Crustle. Okay. So, like Earth crust, strong. So she. So she.
It can be either or. It's
okay.
Multi-sex.
Okay, so she's strong.
Okay, so besides just crust of the earth, what is she?
She's shiny.
Wrong. I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay, go ahead.
So what Crustle is Crustle is a bug/rock type Pokemon. Now, let me kind of go...
I was so close.
You were very close. Let me go into a few things here. First off, anybody who knows me, I fucking hate bug Pokemon. Bug Pokemon are the weakest, shittiest sacks of shit. If you literally capture a literal sack of shit and say, hey, go shit sack, that's bug Pokemon to me. But I have a newfound love for bug Pokemon, and I'll explain to you why. I've started Crustle. Playing Black 2 and White 2. Yes, Crustle won my heart over. What Crustle is if you're familiar with your science class, the layers of the earth, there's the top, and the middle, and the bottom, and then lava and shit.
What it is,
Crustle is a hermit crab, if you will. And what he is, he hides under the crust of the earth. So he's walking around. He's got layers of sediment above him. He's got a ton of different layers. So because he's bug and he's rock, that really kind of combines the two. He's a bug because he's a little crabby crab. And if he's rock, because he has layers of sediment above him. So let me show you him real quick so you can see Brandon. And for those of you, Google him. Okay, fair enough. Makes sense. So he's basically kind of holding layers of the earth above his body.
Yeah, he looks like a crab with Egypt on top of him.
Essentially. So what he is he's the Atlas of bugs. Now, I fucking hate bugs. Bugs are stupid. Bugs are stupid bugs. He has some real advantages to him. Hey, guess what? Are you psychic? You're fucked. You too. You can't melt my brain. You can't melt my other Pokemon's brain.
Because you got Egypt on your brain.
Bug type. And this is something I wasn't really entirely familiar with because I never gave them a chance. If you go through any of the games, the first type you can catch is always a bird or a rat.
But he looks like a crustacean.
Oh, I know. So he's... When you go through the whole setup, you start off at your beginning town, and the first couple types you can catch are bug, rat, or bird. Okay,
gross.
Because those are very common things, and you can see them all the time, blah, 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 blah.
Makes
so
sense.
I said, hey, bugs, fuck you. You can literally crawl inside my ass, lay an egg, and die, and you still are not up to my par.
I would want a bird.
Birds are dumb.
Really?
So, yeah, fuck birds. So rats? Here's the thing. It's normally... bugs are weak to fire and flying. Maybe one or two. I think rock is one of the ones they're weak to because they're stupid little fucking bugs. Not Crustle. Because he has two types, he has less weaknesses and different weaknesses than the typical one. So because he's this badass little crab bug bullshit, he can have a layer of sediment on top of him that protects his fucking sweet ass body. And... He doesn't have to travel around the earth because he is the earth. He's a bug with the earth on him. He has a couple weaknesses. Rock, steel, water. Makes sense. I mean, if you're rock and you're bug, you're going to get smashed. You have a shitty exoskeleton. If you're water or you're steel, you're going to fucking destroy the ground. Whether it be like, you know, a drill can drill the earth pretty quickly. Or water can erode it away. Whatever the case is. But I love Crustle. And this is the reason why. Psychic Pokemon are now my fucking bitch. Psychic Pokemon, from the first games at least, were notoriously overpowered. They were notoriously unstoppable in a lot of senses. And they've introduced more different things in there that can really help counteract those. But Crustle can not only fuck up all those people, ground, hey, Pikachu, that's you, fuck you, you're fucked. He can now fuck him up as well as Mewtwo. So Mewtwo and Pikachu... Two of the most famous Pokemon are now Crustle's little bitch. So, fuck you. Here's a little fact about Crustle. Pretty obvious where the name comes from. Crust, Crust of the Earth. We all heard that.
That's right. I said that.
Wow, you're great. You got one.
That was me.
It could also be crustacean. Simple as that.
I also part said of it, that.
I don't think you said that. I the also said part of that. It could be a castle or a crustacean. Basically, he's a cool-ass crab who has Earth on top of him, like Atlas, shrugging it off.
Or Egypt, like I said.
I don't think Egypt shrugged the Earth. I don't know what the fuck that means. But the point is that crustal, I would strongly suggest, especially with all the new types coming out, I'm talking about you, fairy Pokemon, you could totally rule the world with a bug Pokemon. You really could. That is my Pokemon of the week, is Crustle. Check him out on your local Pokemon game.
Alright, and now it's finally time. I've been waiting this entire time just to get to this point, alright? Saints Row 4 versus GTA 5. So, just to put it into context here, Kraken sent me a text earlier this week, and because he just recently purchased Saints Row 4. Very excited about the game. I completely understand why he's excited about the game. So, yep. He sends me a text preemptively before GTA 5 comes out, of course, saying that, man, unless... Here, what did you say exactly? I want to pull this up. Because you said something along the lines of, man, Saints Row 4 really has a lot to prove.
Well, I said something along the lines of, unless there's some really innovative gameplay, Saints Row 4 is the better game.
That's what you said. That's what you said. Exactly. So I challenge you, of course, to a showdown, knowing that, of course, we had our...
Wah, wah, wah.
We had our...
Wah, wah, wah.
Good, the bad, the ugly. Thank you That's so fair. Much. We knew that we had our podcast coming up, so... I asked Kraken here to grab a few things that he really loved about Saints Row 4. I grabbed a few things that I know very well to be true about GTA 5. Thought we'd compare a little bit. Let you, as the listener, of course, judge.
I'm gonna defer for you to start.
What's going to be the better? All right, I'm going to start with my first point here. And, of course, this is something that a lot of people already know about. The map. Yep. Bigger than GTA 4, San Andreas,
who gives a fuck?
And Red Dead Redemption combined.
Here's my counterpoint. Who gives a fuck?
Why?
Okay, so I can drive around more. I can fly my fucking jetpack more. What does a bigger map have to do if you really can't interact with that? Big maps don't mean jack shit. If all you can do is walk around and, oh, hey, there's a building that I can't go into. Or, oh, hey, maybe there's an occasional shop I can go into. Or I can drive for 20 minutes. You might as well be Gran Turismo 7.
Okay.
You might as well be. All right. Go ahead.
That's really just a setup point for another point that I have later.
Let's hear the next point.
No. Off to you, sir. What do you have?
Oh, my counterpoint, huh?
Yes, please. What benefit do you have?
Let me ask you this question. Why do we play video games?
Okay, I thought you were going to tell me why Saints Row 4 is so great.
Yes, I'm leading into that.
Why do we play video games?
Yes, why do you play video games?
To have fun.
Okay, and you have fun because why? What do you do in Grand Theft Auto, or any game for that matter, that you can't do in real life? Give me an example.
I do...
You shoot somebody.
Sure.
You run people over.
Sure.
Okay. The fact that it is so over the top, that is the point of video games. The point of video games is to live out fantasies that you can't do in real life because you go to jail or you end up dead.
Okay.
So, the whole point of that is the fact that you can go so outside of the norm. The fact that you can go so over the top. The fact that you can do whatever the fuck you want with almost zero repercussions is the whole point of video games. The whole point of video games is to do stuff that you can't normally do in life. Such as shoot somebody in the head. Okay. Such as run people over.
Mm-hmm.
The full embodiment of Saints Row 4 is, in fact, the over-the-top aspect of it. The fact that you can do whatever the fuck you want on a whole different level.
Okay, that wasn't a great point. Because you didn't tell me what were you talking about? Why? What do you mean you can do whatever you want? Give me examples. What am I doing in this big open world that is so much fun?
I'm going to save my points.
All right.
So
can't
that's
wait.
Your first point. I can move on.
All right. So my next point. Transfer between three different players and take whatever part you want in any mission.
Here's my counterpoint.
Nope. Hold on. I'm not done yet. So for reference, you know, they talk about different heists or different robbery missions and things. So each player, each person who's a part of the heist or the mission itself, you can be any part. You can be the sniper across the building, ready to take down guys and help you, you know, succeed. You can be the guy on the inside, battling and fighting it out. With the different people inside the building, or you could be the guy flying the chopper ready for the pickup. Whatever you want to do, your choice. You don't have to do what the game tells you you're supposed to do. You can do whatever you want. You can be any one of those players.
Let me tell you why you don't have to do what the game tells you, especially in Saints Row 4. In Saints Row 4, now, I will admit, nobody's played GTA 5 yet, so I really can't truly say, but
sure.
I'm telling you what I have experienced, and I think it's going to be a very hard competition. Saints Row 4 is the underdog when it comes to these two breeds of games. Now, I'll be honest, when it comes to the first or the second Saints Row, not great games. They didn't have great gameplay, but they got picked up. The last two games have picked up phenomenally, and I'm sure we can say that about Saints or GTA 1 and 2, okay? They're okay games, but nobody really kind of picked up on them. They're okay.
GTA Bullshit. 1 is where it started.
One did you play 1 and 2? Did you play 1 and 2?
I played 1 and 2.
And how great were they?
1 were is they where on it the started. Level of
San Andreas?
2 was not that great.
Yeah,
what do you exactly. mean on the level of San Andreas? We're talking about top-down exactly. Grand Theft Auto
different type
to
of
3D world Grand Theft Auto. So obviously,
anyways,
they're going to evolve.
So anyways, what you can do in this game is I love the open world aspect of it. Saints Row 4.
Oh, GTA doesn't have that.
They don't.
What are you talking about?
Let me explain to you what I mean. Saints Row 4, the plot is this. You're a gang, and you've worked your way up. Now, at this point, you are the president of the fucking United States. You can do whatever the fuck you want, because it's your fucking country. Now, listen. You can customize your character in so many different ways. Whether it be you want to change your voice to be Nolan North from Uncharted Games. Great guy.
Love Nolan North.
Great guy.
I hope you're listening. I love you.
You can change your skin to be bright blue. You can dress yourself however you want. And it's not just the typical, I'm going to put a track jacket on. It's no. I'm literally gonna put on like a gimp mask, and I'm gonna run around and do whatever the fuck I want. The customization and the range of freedom in this game is huge. I'm a little drunk at this point, so if I don't win this, it's not because I'm not winning.
Don't try and back out now.
Setting my excuses up.
Don't try and back out now.
What's your next point? What's your next point?
Saints Row 4 graphics.
Who gives a fuck about graphics?
Look a little dated, buddy.
No, bullshit. First off,
dude, they look like early.
Nope, you're done.
Xbox 360 and early PS3.
You might be the dumbest human.
Graphics, okay.
The earth might be full of humans.
All right, let's skip over that one, but I'm sure there's plenty out there who would agree with me.
Literally one person, and it's you. Agree with yourself.
Agree with me.
One with yourself.
All right. Actually, and some news I left off of the news report.
Oh, let's not do that. Let's just...
Oh. GTA Online, over 500 missions available to do with your friends.
And what are those missions? Are they all 500 different unique things?
Heists. Missions. Yep, I said, yep, they're missions. Hijacking armored cars, races, you can play tennis, you can play golf, you can go base jumping. You can do whatever you want in this world. This essentially, the single player is carrying over to the multiplayer. There's going to be hundreds of hours of online play, even after you finish the single player, to play with your friends online and do whatever you want.
Okay, let me throw this out here. First off, I'm gonna blow all my loads right here. Okay?
Here it comes.
Because
he first knows off, that I just destroyed him.
No, because I really can't focus right now. But I'm gonna do this. This is why I love Saints Row the Fourth. It's inappropriate. It really, 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 truly is. I don't think that you can play many games where you can beat somebody with a bat that's actually a dildo.
See that?
That's awesome.
See, that bothers me.
Bleh.
Because it's
over
not,
the top.
It's not necessary.
It's over the top. The whole point of video games is to do things that you wouldn't normally do in life. Would you beat somebody down with a dildo? Yeah, maybe, if you have a fucked up sense of mind. But here's some other things. There's so many side quests. And the side quests aren't the typical, drive here to here. Go collect this package.
Yep.
The side quests are sweet as shit. The side quests are, one, kind of to cause mayhem. Two, use your superpowers. We'll get to that in a second. Don't worry, folks. And three, one of the, and there's multiple side quests. I'm really kind of cutting this short. One of the side quests is called Professor Genki's Super Murder Time. Okay, what it is you use your superpowers to kill people. And it's funny as shit. And there's good stuff in it. Now that I've talked about it, let's get to the superpowers part of it.
Mm-hmm.
In Saints Row the 4, the plot is very simple. You're the president. You get abducted by aliens. You get loaded into this Matrix-like program, if you will. And in that program, one of your buddies helps hack the program and allows you to get superpowers. So I can jump super high. I can kick people in the nuts. I can kick them across the map pretty easily. So it's really, really cool in how you can do that. The superpowers, you can do all sorts of them. You can jump super high, run super fast.
Mm-hmm.
You can freeze people. You can use telekinesis. The fact that they've added that is great, because really what it comes down to is the reason that GTA 5 is going to be so cool is because it's shit you normally can't do in life. And you're living out that type of style over the game type.
But it's realistic.
Okay, but realism only goes so far.
Mm-hmm.
So now I could completely retract this. I could completely retract this after it comes out. But hey, I'm saying right now, I really think that GTA 5. Actually, to be fair, this is GTA 7. I can't even count their games right. The San Andreas and Vice City were out there, but they didn't count those for some reason. Hmm. It's not that hard to count.
Yeah.
One last thing: the weapons in Saints Row 4 are awesome. For example, there was a gun called the America Gun. What it does is it kind of operates like a Gatling chain gun, and when you fire it, the Star Spangled Banner plays, so that's always funny. And you get to shoot a flamethrower, a rocket launcher, a chain gun, and it shoots knives, because all of that shit is America. You shoot it all once, you can mow a crowd down.
Okay.
It's over the top. I absolutely am on board at this point with Saints Row the Fourth.
So, how long do you think that's going to be fun?
I think that has a lot of value. I think the fact that superpowers, you can only drive around cars, you can only rob so many stores, you can only do all that shit so long. But if you have superpowers, it adds an extra element to it. This is a game that I've played where I haven't driven a car the entire game. Because, guess what? It's way more fun to run and fucking jump off of a building and fly halfway across the map.
Because you have superpowers.
Exactly. So it's way cooler already. It's way cooler already.
All right. So I'm going to skip my fifth point, which essentially was just I guess I'm not going to completely skip it. But when you're online, it's actually kind of really cool. You can actually rob other players of their money. So like you actually create a person online, and you can buy a house, you can buy cars, you know, kind of, you know, similar to, you know, old Saints Rows and things like that. And the only way to keep your money safe is to actually deposit it into a bank or an ATM to, like,
if that bank gets robbed.
Otherwise, you can rob. I guess that's a really good question. I don't know. They didn't really say. I just saw that was part of the online feature. So I thought that was really cool to mention. Anyway, the last thing that I have here. Do you have another point?
That was my whole load.
You blew it. Blew it. Okay. Saints Row was rated 7.3.
Who gives a fuck? And I'll tell you why it's rated 7.3. I'm going to interrupt you.
And
I don't give a shit. I'm interrupting you. The reason it was rated 7.3 is because between Saints Row 3 and Saints Row 4, there were not a ton of differences. Now, if you started playing the game at Saints Row 4, then it would be an amazing game.
Okay.
Now, to be entirely fair, if there wasn't 6 years in between each GTA, you'd have the same fucking thing.
No.
So, I'm happy to wait to see how much this game is not great.
Okay. So, my point was not necessarily just that it was rated a 7.3.
Oh, let's hear it.
But it was rated a 7.3 because Saints Row 4 is a cheat code.
Excuse me?
It's a cheat code.
You're fucking dumb.
You know exactly what I'm talking
about.
You got all these superpowers. How many times have you died, would you say, in the last few times that you've played the game?
You die. Because
you suck at this game.
No, the people you play are superpowered.
No, then you stink at this game, all right? Because this game is a cheat code. You can telekinesis people, and you're throwing them across the maps.
I can already tell.
Run and jump all over the place. It's a cheat. You're playing God mode.
That's fun.
You're playing God mode. This how, is literally. Do you remember playing God mode in other games?
It was fun.
How this fun?
Is literally, this how is literally long your did ace the, in the hole. This
how
is
long?
Your ace in the hole.
It is were, ace in the hole. How long did the fun last?
You're holding on to this. You're like, oh boy. Oh, I'm boy. Rubbing my hands together.
I was feeling
I can't
good
wait for
about
him to say
it,
this. Because I want to bring out the cheat code fucking thing.
Yep.
No. Fuck it. Everybody used cheat codes because they added an extra element to the game.
Yeah, once you were done with the game. Because. Because how much
guess
fun
what?
Is...
I don't have to wait till the end of the game. Because I'm fucking already shooting people across the map.
How much fun is the game? How long do you have fun with the game when you can't
quite
be killed?
Bullshit. I do
when
get killed.
When you can't do anything.
It's not... It's
they
not
can't
a,
do anything
no,
to you.
Nope. It's not even that. It's not even that. I understand why you think that because of the superpowers. But it's not even that. It's not a, oh, you're so overpowered that people can't kill you. It's not that at all. The people you're fighting are fucking aliens. Aliens! So don't think that you can't get fucking smoked, because I've been smoked plenty of times. It's not because I suck at the fucking game. It's because they're motherfucking aliens. Moving on. Let's hear your other points. Let's hear your other ace in the hole. Pull
no,
your
that
sleeve
was,
out.
That was it.
It?
That was my ace in
that
the hole.
That was your load?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I declare myself the winner.
Guys, there we go. Saints Row 4 versus GTA. You guys let us know what you guys think. What? Which one is better? Of course, GTA 5 isn't out yet, but of course we've made our
we
case in point.
We will wait and see.
You guys let us know. Kraken, that is going to be a wraps on episode number 3.
I guess so.
Man, it was fun, dude. All right, so Saints Row 4 versus GTA.
I made it this time. I didn't pass out and die this time.
Looking forward, yeah, absolutely. You remember in the last one, like in,
I don't remember.
You could, well, it was funny too, because like at the end, you get like I was wrapping things up, and you could like hear yourself in the background, like moaning on the couch, like.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
All right, guys. So, again, let us know, Saints Row 4 versus GTA, which side do you sit on? Me, I just want to wrap up with saying, guys, I am really looking forward to playing not only Grand Theft Auto 5, but Diablo 3. I am stoked. Just playing the freaking demo, watching some online Let's Plays. That looks amazing.
Sure does.
The Time Splitters, can't wait for PS4. That is going to be amazing.
Should be really cool.
All right, guys. You can find us on Twitter
Facebook.
At Gotham Gamer. You can find us on Facebook at
Gotham
Gamer Podcast. You can email us at GothamGamer
at
Yahoo.com.
Said Gmail.
GOTEM Gamer at Yahoo.com. Not Gmail. Gmail stinks. Gotham Gamer at Yahoo.com. You can find us there. Again, guys, I'm Billy the Kid. That's Kraken.
Woo, 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 woo.
Thank you so much for joining us again for episode 3, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
See ya.
Bye-bye.